Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Personal application. Thursday, June 18th, 2026. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Matthew 6:17 and 18. The inductive Bible study method helps believers move carefully through Scripture by asking three important questions. What does the passage say? What does the passage mean? How should this truth shape my life? Matthew 6:17 and 18 provides a clear opportunity to apply this process in a practical and personal way. The passage says, "But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." Jesus spoke these words during the Sermon on the Mount while teaching his disciples about authentic righteousness. The passage includes instructions about fasting, personal appearance, hidden devotion, and the Father's reward. The meaning of the passage centers on sincere worship. Jesus addressed the motives behind spiritual disciplines. Some religious individuals practiced fasting in visible ways that attracted public attention. Christ instructed his followers to approach fasting quietly and humbly. He directed believers toward private faithfulness before God. The repeated reference to your Father reveals the relational focus of the passage. Fasting creates an opportunity for deeper fellowship with God through prayer, dependence, confession, and worship. Personal application begins by examining the heart honestly. Every believer must ask important questions about motivation and devotion. Why do I practice spiritual disciplines? Do I seek God's presence with sincerity? Do I desire the approval of people? Jesus teaches that hidden faithfulness matters deeply to the Father. This passage also calls believers to cultivate intentional dependence upon God. Fasting interrupts routine patterns of comfort and consumption. Hunger creates repeated opportunities for prayer and reflection. Each moment of physical weakness reminds the believer that true strength comes from the Lord. Christians often discover that fasting reveals impatience, distraction, pride, or misplaced priorities that remain unnoticed during ordinary routines. God uses those discoveries to produce repentance and spiritual growth. Matthew 6:17 and 18 also encourages believers who serve God faithfully without public recognition. The Father sees every quiet prayer, every hidden sacrifice, every act of obedience, and every sincere effort to seek Him. Christians live before the audience of one. God's approval carries eternal value because He sees with perfect knowledge and responds with perfect wisdom. Practical application may involve beginning a simple fast with clear spiritual purpose. A believer may choose to fast from one meal in order to devote focused time to prayer and scripture reading. Another believer may practice a selective fast while seeking God's direction in a particular situation. The goal remains the same, pursuing deeper communion with God through humble devotion. The study of Matthew 6:17 and 18 invites Christians to move beyond information into obedience. Scripture calls believers to seek the Lord sincerely, trust the Father fully, and cultivate a heart that treasures God above every earthly comfort. Fasting becomes an act of worship that directs the soul toward deeper dependence upon Christ. Reflection questions. 1. What does Matthew 6:17 and 18 reveal about the motives behind spiritual disciplines? 2. How can fasting expose areas of spiritual weakness or misplaced priorities? 3. What practical step could help you pursue fasting with sincerity and focused devotion to God? Memorization reminder. Continue reviewing Matthew 6, 17, and 18. Try reciting the entire passage from memory during prayer, and focus on the promise that your Father who sees in secret will reward you.